Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast, the podcast where myself and a wide range of guests have a waffle about mental health, life's challenges, and those pet hates that really get on our nerves. I'm your host, Taylor James, so join me as I open up shop and have a waffle. Welcome to another episode of the Waffle Shop podcast. Today I'm joined by fellow podcast star, award-winning presenter and DJ, Kaylee Golden. Welcome Hello. To the Waffle Shop.
Thank you for having me. Hi everyone.
I'm so excited. Like, you are such like a personality. Like I just said before we started, I was like, yes, you need to be on this.
Thank you.
I know, I'm chuffed. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. To be honest, at this current point, I have COVID, but I'm fine.
Like, I know.
So, but you wouldn't think it because I'm just so like living life still at home. So, I'm really, really well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. I've just gotten over pneumonia.
So, wow. Okay, yeah. You've been. Oh my gosh, yeah. Are you okay?
Well, no, I had all the symptoms. Like, I had the loss of taste. I had, like, you know, and I never had much taste anyway, but, you know, this is completely gone. But then, yeah, went for a test and it came back negative. Freaked out because I was, like, struggling to breathe. Went to the doctors and they were like, yeah, but how fast it kind of took over my body. Yeah, pneumonia.
How on earth do you get pneumonia? Like,
you won't really know me. I went out once for a few beers, and then that's why I thought, like, oh, I'll probably pick something up. You know, it was quite a busy place. Obviously, all the restrictions were still in place, and I thought I would have put money on it. But yeah, but I'm literally only now, because I've had to, like, it's wiped me out. And for someone who's so, like, get up and go, like, telling, like, having to actually chill out, I struggle to chill out. But yeah, we're on the mend.
You're on the mend. Yeah, so we're all right. You'll get through it.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling all right. So I'm hopefully it's just that's all the symptoms you get and it goes.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So. It's a bit of a minging time we're living in, isn't it?
Oh God, the dramas of it all. Bloody hell. It's like life is EastEnders. I'm walking through, I look at the news and it's popping up left, right, centre. It's a lot.
Literally, it's like you can't go anywhere. Like, and do you know what I'm finding really weird with it as well? Like, you can't even do that sly little cough anymore. Like, I haven't got it. Like, I've just got like a little... know, and like you can look at someone, they're like, their face is shaking, it's like they need to cough. They need to cough.
And it's not even just that, it's anything now. Even sneezing, it's not even a symptom, but I'm scared to sneeze.
I don't want to be ashamed.
Yeah. I'm ashamed to sneeze, to cough, to blink.
It's just best just to like not talk to anyone, just
wear
a full blown mask.
Yeah, literally.
So on the subject of we're not moaning, but like we're talking about topical things here. I do this thing called the weekly waffle, and it's a chance for things to people to get off my chest. And well, topical, you know, they've just got pneumonia off my chest. But yeah, just to have a bit of a moan. Is there anything that's pissing you off recently? Apart from obviously the obvious.
Yeah. What's pissing me off at the moment is that I'm late for absolutely everything. Even in this virtual world that we're now living in, and we're doing everything from Zoom, working from home, I'm still late for meetings. So what's pissing me off is people that are early for meetings. So I'll get the email, I'll send the Zoom link, and then I'll get the email saying, oh, so-and-so's joined. In the Zoom chat. Mate, why are you in there already? We've still got another 10 minutes before this interview. Why are you in
there? That's dramatic. Not 10 minutes.
Why are you there? No one invited you yet. It's not 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? Oh, that's what pisses me off. Because by that point, I haven't even got my laptop open, and it comes from my phone, it pings. And I'm thinking, the audacity, why can't you be late as bad? Do you not know that this is what we do?
Yeah, you at least like want a minute or so. Do you know what I mean? It's like, calm the fuck down.
Right. And this is the thing, whenever there's a group like meeting or whatever on Teams, I'm never in there straight away because it's awkward. I don't want to be there awkwardly with someone in the office that I don't really chat to. So give it a 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes, yeah. 2 minutes.
I'm so glad you said this. So glad I'm not the only one. Because it's literally, it's awkward. And then you can't even do like the... Because they're like, oh, someone makes a COVID joke. Then it's like, ha, ha, ha. That's funny. Haven't heard that for the third time today.
Right.
I feel that one. Well, hopefully you've got it off your chest. You feel a little bit better. It's still going to fucking happen.
I know it's still going to happen, but do you know what? If people are early, I'm just going to send them this podcast and say, look, listen to this. This is how I feel about
this. This is why. Do you know, there's one thing, like, and you may have the answer for this, and it's something that randomly popped into my head, and it's not something that necessarily pisses me off, but it's something that I, for some reason, have been losing sleep over. Why do they give horses shoes? Like, why? Who decided, like, of all the animals, why is it that horses that get to wear shoes and not, like, dogs and stuff? Like, I don't know why it popped into my head or why it's there, but, like, who was the first person to think, you know what, that animal over there could do with some shoes?
Shoes, yeah. Yeah. Probably someone that was broke and needed some money and thought, do you know what, I can sell ice to an Eskimo. Yeah. This is what we need.
I'm on to a winner here.
Yeah,
to be fair, you see it, don't you, with all those like dogs who like have like their own, that's got better wardrobe than me, some of these dogs have on Instagram.
I know.
So yeah, so if anyone has the answer, feel free to get in touch, because I just don't understand it. It's like it's like the first person discovered milk. It's like on that kind of level. Like, it's just,
I think that
we worry about stuff like that.
Who the hell thought it's okay to go and milk a cow? How did that happen? Don't get me wrong, I love some milk with my cereal. I love it. But the point is, who the hell decided to do that? That is so random.
But then just do it, and then feel like, that looks tasty, I'm going to drink it.
No, because if milk didn't happen before I was born, and anyone tried to come to me and say, oh yeah, drink this, it's from someone's like teats or whatever it's called, I would never get the peer pressure of it all. It's my mum giving me milk from younger, because now I act like it's normal. But when I think about it, weird.
It's weird.
Weird.
Do you know what? I'm actually really glad we're having this conversation, because there's so many little things that I think now we think, oh, actually, that's normal. But look, you actually think it's quite fucked up.
Listen, the human race, we're a bunch of weirdos. Like, I love us all, but we are weird.
It's like you can't even say like, oh, you know, when someone used to call you weird, and you're like, wow, all the best people are. No, we're quite clearly all of us.
All of us.
are not quite wired up, right?
Yeah. Even the ones that are like really woke, we're like, oh, that's a bit much. You're weird. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like, actually, it's probably us. No, there's people who take it way too far. Like there's, you know, I don't want to use the whole K word and go in there with like the Karens and stuff, but yeah, let's just have a day off. Do you know what I mean? There's people out there drinking milk from a teat and you're moaning to me. But
you know what? I'm just like, everyone just needs to mind their business and enjoy themselves. Like that's
exactly. Well, you're here once, not to get all like deep, like at the start of the podcast, but like it is.
You're here once, just enjoy yourself. Don't worry about everyone else. And if you are, like, just have a bit of fun with it. Do you know, everyone loves a gossip, but you ain't got to put a Debbie Downer on everyone.
No. There's one in every office as well. Not like firing any shots here, but
there is a Debbie Downer in every single office. And it comes up in the meeting. You suggest something really fun, and the Debbie Downer's like, do you not think that's a little bit extra? Yes, Debbie, it is extra. But that's what we're about. We're going to be extra. Do you know what I mean? Everyone has a Debbie Downer in their life.
I want to work in your office. My office needs like that, literally. I'm going to say it anyway, but yeah, I work in like an IT kind of, well, not in the minute, obviously everyone's working from, I'm just literally slagging off my dining room at the minute, but like when I was actually in the office, yeah, it was like, it's so serious that people are talking about like Star Trek and Star Wars and, you know, like PlayStations and stuff. And I'm just not there. So I might off, I'm going to like start a petition, like to get someone like you in my office.
Oh,
bring the firm.
I'm 50-50 because of my day job. I work on the Magic Breakfast Show as an assistant producer. So that means that I get up so early in the morning. So my work don't see the best of me because I don't want to chat to you in the morning. As soon as it hits 1 p.m, I'm fun Kaylee. I've got my eyebrows on, my makeup on, the energy's here. So before 1 p.m, they get the worst of me. They must look at my Instagram and be like, who is this girl?
Who is she?
Yeah.
Well, I'm catfished by a personality.
Seriously.
I feel like I'm the opposite because I feel like I'm not the opposite. I'm the same. Like until I'm ready to talk to you, don't even bother.
Literally.
The amount of people who come over and like, are you all right? Is everything okay? Yeah, why? Oh, you look a bit miserable. Because you're stood in my face. You just made me take my headphones out. Oh, I feel so much better now already, like having this conversation. I feel like so much more normal. But I want to talk about the day job, the DJ, like you're everywhere. Like you only have to look at like your Instagram, and then you've interviewed some of like the biggest people in UK music right now. And I wanted to ask you, do you ever get like nervous when you're kind of face to face with some of these people who have, you know, made some of you like my favorite songs? I'm guessing, you know, some of your favorite songs too.
Do you know, never. The only person that I'd ever get nervous for is Beyonce because I love her more than anything. But anyone else, I just think at the end of the day, like they're human. Do you know what I mean? And when you're interviewing someone, you're both there for a reason. So whether they're there to promote their single or whatever reason, and I'm there to get more stuff for my followers and for my listeners, we're both there for a reason. So at the end of the day, they're human. And let's just vibe together. Let's just have a good vibe. Yeah. So it's... Because if you get nervous as well, you start like panicking and being all weird. And if you're all weird, you won't get anything to do. Do you know what I mean?
I think especially when it's like on Zoom and you're like, you're looking at them and they're like, I mean, I've had it a few times now and I'm like, stop fangirling. Like, it's quite embarrassing. Some of this.
Oh, God. It's all about mindset. It's all about the mindset you go in. Like, I think, do you know what? Until the day I'm in front of Beyonce,
Feel really bad now to tell you this, but she bought me a pizza once, and this sounds really dramatic and like as if I've just like completely made up a lie, but it's actually God's honest truth. My my ex-girlfriend was a huge Beyonce fan, and I managed to get tickets to, she was doing a TV show for ITV, like a one night with Beyonce kind of Christmas thing like that. And we were waiting in this little room, waiting to go in to like watch it be filmed. And her sister came out. At this point, I didn't know who her sister was, came out and said, these are from the Carters. And it was like boxes of Domino's pizza.
Oh my.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I was like stood next to her, like, you know, like in Kebabish or somewhere like that. And she's like, here you go. Get him a margarita. Yeah,
like, come on. That is massive. Oh my God. I'm jealous.
Yeah. So I'm really sorry to drop that in there, but it's quite a big achievement, I think.
That is a massive achievement. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for telling me. Now I'm jealous.
The pizza was quite dry. But I think that was more Domino's fault than it was Beyonce's. So I'm not going to hold it against her. She didn't make it.
Exactly.
You mentioned mindset. How do you kind of, and to be fair, even throughout lockdown, how have you kept like a strong one? Because I can tell, like, literally you're such a character, and like my face is hurting already from just like smiling, being in like your virtual company. But how do you kind of keep up with that? How do you keep that mindset going?
I think it's just being grateful and just enjoying what you do. Do you know what I mean? I think, don't get me wrong, sometimes I can be very aggy and very
moody,
especially before 1 p.m. I told you.
I've warned you, like, Sandra.
But it's just like being grateful, and even throughout lockdown, like, a lot of people are going through worse, you know what I mean? So I had lockdown, and luckily I went back to Birmingham and spending a lot of time with my family, got to do so many interviews via Zoom, like, I was on furlough, so I've had to spend so much time with them, do so much things creatively, and I had to be grateful from that, because I'm missing the clubs, I'm missing DJing so much, but I get to spend this time with my family, and it's just looking at the glass half full, and it's so cringy, but realistically, you always just have to think, okay, it's a bad moment, not a bad world, not a bad year, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're in that mindset and you're just like, everything feels so crap right now, that's just right now. Do you know what I mean?
It's tomorrow,
you won't feel that way.
Yeah. No, I love that. Where were you at the beginning of lockdown?
Oh my God. You know what? The beginning of lockdown, it all was so worrying, I think. But to be honest, I didn't think it was going to last this long anyway.
No, I didn't. I thought it was, I thought it was all a cock of shit, to be honest. But
yeah. Scary. I think when we all were super in like a lockdown, I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna go back to my safe place and go back to Birmingham. That's where I feel safe, in my mum's house. I'm being fed. I ain't got a I'm gonna go back to my mum's house.
It's like a holiday.
Yeah, it was like a whole holiday. I was on furlough for work. Like, it's just looking at the bright side of things.
Yeah.
Like, even if the case of, okay, the clubs are closed and you go clubbing a lot, you might have saved money because you're not going out doing everything. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? This year could have been the year.
It's like negatives to positives, isn't it? It's kind of like looking for that little bit of positivity, because it is. It's been an absolute shitstorm of a year.
Yeah.
So taking those little wins and those kind of, you know, I look at it exactly the same way that you do. Like, I was so scared at the beginning of it. But now it's like, well, do you know what? You're still lucky to have a job. You're still lucky to be able to, you know, I've milked, you know, taking advantage of, a lot of people have a lot of spare time on their hands. I'm like, do you want to come on the show? So it's like, you know, it's just making the best of a bad situation.
That is exactly what it is. It's just making the best of a bad situation. And to be honest, we don't know how the world's going to go. But one thing I am going to say is that we're all in the same situation. Things can feel a lot harder if you're going through something on your own. But as a whole world, like, I think this is one of the first times the whole world is going through the same experience.
Same thing,
So, realistically, it's like the normal world now to be in lockdown.
But there's something quite, like, nice about it, in a way. Like, not in a weird, messed up way, but, like, there's something nice knowing, because, like, before this whole situation, I used to feel so on my own in the situation I was in prior to this. Whereas now I'm like, oh, okay, well, we're all in there. I'm not on my own. So there's something, especially from like a mental point of view, that, I mean, I know there's a lot of people still out there that still feel isolated and on their own, and but now's the time to kind of build those bridges, reach out to people, and kind of, you know, it's like I said, like I think to even say like you've survived a pandemic, obviously I don't know what's going to happen going forward with a second lockdown and all the stuff that you see on the news, you know, you don't, to be fair, I don't think anyone knows. I don't think even the government know what's going on half the time.
No one knows. But you can't, this is the thing, though, before I'd get angry that no one knows. But you have to think the whole world's just been hit with this from out of nowhere. Yeah. And everyone is just human. So no one knows. Like, even, like, I've got COVID now. I had it literally a few weeks ago, and I've re-caught it within the matter of a month. And I used to get so irritated at home. I know the NHS didn't know what to do. Track and trace didn't know.
Yeah.
But one way that you can go out, the other way it couldn't. But at the end of the day, on the other side of that phone is just a human being.
Yeah.
That generally don't know what's going on.
But they've been given like a bit of paper to like...
Yeah, and that's it. And it's like, I can't give you a hard time for not knowing when the government don't know. The World Health Organization don't. No one knows. It's literally like no one has a clue. But it's so random.
So you might as well just have a laugh about it. Do you know what I mean? You might as well just...
Yeah, you just got to try and find the bright side, because if not, like, where the world's struggling like physically and financially, like, you don't want to mess yourself up mentally, and it's so easy to get yourself into, like, the mindset. It's just like, oh, my God, the world's so stressful. I hate the world. Too much is going on. And that can affect you more than what COVID will, because you might never, you could never catch it, or you could catch it and be completely fine, but mentally you've literally destroyed yourself at the forefront.
Yeah. So, well, it's the fear, isn't it? It's the fear, and it's kind of all the, you know, the, it's not scare tactics, because obviously it is a real thing. People, unfortunately, have obviously lost their lives because of it. You can't go through your life being scared of something that might not actually ever happen. It's no way to live. And don't get me wrong, it's easier said than done, because I've been in that frame of mind, and I'm only now 3 years later coming out of that frame of mind. So it's not an overnight thing. But I say this, and I recommend to everyone, but use this time to work on yourself. You know, it's a bit of a blessing in disguise, just to kind of figure out who you are, what makes you happy, like learn something new, like just get your teeth into something and just have a laugh, day drink, you know, do whatever you need to do, like to get through the day.
Even if you're working full time from home, like just think of the travel time that you're saving. Just use that time.
Exactly.
Do what you want.
Yeah, I've done that. Like, I've literally just stayed in bed for that little bit extra.
Yeah, but if that's what you want to do, then do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I think that's what's nice about it, because there's no one, as much as we've kind of been dictated to about like rules and regulations, like you need to follow this, you need to follow that. When it comes to like your personal kind of rules and stuff, like you've got so much opportunity there to build a new routine, to get yourself like, don't get me wrong, like at the beginning, everyone was like jumping around their living room doing Joe Wicks. Where is he now, actually?
I don't know. Yeah, everyone was doing that.
Yeah. I think I did like four and I was like, this isn't for me. This is not. Then McDonald's opened again and it was just like, do you know what? What is the point? with you being a DJ and, you know, being like the life and soul of the party, what do you think is going to happen next in terms of like nightclubs, parties, festivals? Like, what's your thoughts on it?
I think things like festivals, we've got a long way before that happens. Like, I know that festivals have put out lineups and stuff, but I just can't see that going ahead, because it's just a mass amount of people. Nightclubs, like a lot of nightclubs have reopened, but they've kind of changed the way they work. So like, again, there's tables in there. Like it's become a day drinking kind of like restaurant-y bar sort of thing rather than an actual nightclub. So it's quite, and what's difficult for DJs is even though the clubs are open, because the music needs to be so like quiet to avoid people dancing, there's no point in these clubs like booking DJs. They're just going to put like a Spotify playlist on, because realistically, I don't blame them. Why are you paying? No one can dance. You know what I mean? DJs can be quite expensive. So it makes sense. I don't reckon the clubs will be fully open till probably the tail end of next year, maybe even 2022. So it's just a new way of living. And that's why a lot of DJs are doing like online mixes and that kind of thing. I'm very lucky in the sense that obviously I'm a presenter and a DJ, so
yeah.
I've obviously had like a few online bookings or a lot of my stuff's presenting as well. But I really do feel for people that like their only income is just DJing, because they've been hit really, really hard. Like if you don't do a second job, or you're not also a presenter, or you're not also something else, then boy, then it can really, really hit really hard. So it's just, I really miss the clubs. I miss DJing, and I miss just being at a club anyway, not only
just that loud music, isn't it?
Yeah, like I miss just being ratchet as hell and twerking and enjoying myself. Like I miss that so much, but again, I understand why. And do you know what? It's kind of nice to take a break from it as well, because I've never been so excited for when clubs open. I've never been so excited.
It's going to make you appreciate it a little bit more, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like make the most of it when you are there.
Definitely, like, oh my gosh, when the clubs open, usually, as I said earlier, I'm late for everything. I don't roll to the club till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and the club closes at 6. I'm going to be at that club at 9 p.m. when it's open. I'm not messing about no more. I'm not going to wait to like enjoy myself. Do you know when you wait for like marinate a little bit? I ain't waiting. I will marinate the dance floor. I will be dancing at 9 p.m. on that dance floor. I'm not joking around no more. So it's about appreciating the things that we did have.
I love that. Like, I think it's the best possible way that you can look at it. And I know, like, there's, you know, there's everything in the news at the minute about, you know, like the nightclub industry and kind of the all those kind of jobs that come with it. Like, and I hope to God that they pull through and sort them out, because, you know, it's the biggest, you know, for me, like my biggest thing is music. Like my biggest coping mechanism is music, going to the gigs, festivals, you know. And it's, I think it's actually, obviously I'm not in that kind of industry, but like I actually think it's quite disgusting in a way that they've kind of just been left by the side. So
it's a hard one, because I was having this discussion I think yesterday with my brother and my partner, and no matter what, no one's gonna win. If you say oh, let's open all the clubs, everyone's gonna be pissed off and like, oh my god, it's a pandemic, it's gonna spread. But then with the like the clubs closed, everyone's like, oh my god, I want the clubs to be open. It's the same with schools, it's the same with pubs. It's constantly a battle either way. No one's gonna be happy.
Yeah.
So it's
especially
hard.
Karen. She's never happy.
Yeah, it's
her fault.
Yeah. Right.
So with, again, like I kind of want to touch back on like kind of like the mindset and stuff like that, like, and kind of staying positive and stuff like that. Like, do you find, because apart from obviously, okay, we're talking after 1 p.m. here.
Yeah.
Because you are kind of such a character, do you find it difficult, and do people find it difficult when you're kind of not as bubbly and kind of like that? Not like I'm saying, like, are you ever like negative? It's more of a case of, because, you know, like when you're in this kind of role and you're kind of, you have to be like on your A game, you have to be giving it like 110%. Like what do you do when things aren't like at 110%?
Yeah. I've kind of learned to just be honest with myself more than anything. Like anyone that follows me on Instagram, if I'm having a bad day, I'll literally just be like, oh guys, I've had enough now. Like,
yeah.
And it's kind of just being honest. Like I'm not, oh my gosh, so happy all the time. And when things are hard, then I'll just say, like, I haven't been on Instagram because things aren't great. And, like, my loved ones around me, like, they see I'm not bubbly all the time. Like, I can be moody, I can be a bitch, I can be, like, just down as a normal human being would. But the weird thing about me, though, is, like, even when I'm a little bit pissed off, I can still be very smiley and happy. Like, it's really weird.
Sure, that's actually a talent to have. If I'm pissed off, you know I'm pissed off.
It's just sometimes, like, I'll be bitching about something and then I'll make myself laugh when I'm talking about it. But if I don't have a smile, like, you know that I'm really, really not in a good place.
Yeah.
And that happens, like, it happens. And you just have to allow yourself to understand that. I think no matter what, I'm human, and ever expect anyone to be 100% all the time. It's just not possible. It's not realistic. It's not healthy. So It's just fine.
I love that because it's, I mean, you see it, like you mentioned like your Instagram and stuff. Like, I love your Instagram stories, by the way. Like I generally, they're like, they need their own series because I actually sit there like at the end of the day, like actually, they actually make me laugh. So thank you, startup. But it's so refreshing to see because, you know, when someone is in that kind of job role and they kind of, you know, it is quite like a false kind of generation that we're living in. And I talk about this quite a lot, but it's so refreshing to hear like people like yourself being like, you know, if I'm having a bad day, yeah, I'm going to be honest, I'm having a bad day. It's something so draining about seeing someone so upbeat and so happy all the time. Because I worry about people like that. Like it makes me feel like they like kick bins or like, cats in bins or something. Generally, there's something not quite right with people who are happy all the time.
No, definitely. And I think it's just to just be normal. It's a hard place where Instagram and social media, it's just about telling your life, and it's suddenly come a place where it's like you only say the best of your life.
Yeah.
And your main feed, yeah, girl, put all the best things out there. That's the highlight. Yes, girl. Show everyone it all. But on your story, it's just a day to day in your life. You know what I mean? So if I'm going to show you that I'm happy, I'm also going to show you, do you know what? I'm stressed. I'm pissed off right now. And I will tell you because why not? Like if I'm going to open myself up to you, then you can see all of me, every single part of me. Do you know what I mean?
I love that. There's a bit of a running theme on your Instagram as well, like on your stories that really make me laugh. And it's just kind of like your dating experiences and like your kind of generally like they hurt my face sometimes. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, you never see that. You never see someone talking about like it so openly and stuff. And like, I absolutely love it. I was actually going to ask you for some dating advice because my dating life is horrendous.
Yes, this is so much fun. Okay, I'm so ready.
So I really struggle to open up to kind of let people in because I'm so guarded and, you know, I'm slowly unticking things. I'm slowly kind of like becoming a little bit more open to like relationships and stuff like that. What would you advise someone who is a bit of an uptight prick like myself that was a bit harsh, like I'm not that bad, but I really struggle to let people in on like a relationship level.
I think sometimes you've got to let your guard down. Like even myself, I could sometimes struggle. I'll let everyone in, but there's a certain level that, like, let's say if I let you in 40%, you won't get past that 40%. So it's kind of, you have to let yourself, your barrier down and let yourself be vulnerable. Because if you don't, then no one's going to be able to prove to you that they can look after you. No one's going to be able to prove to you that they can love you, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so much harder said than done. But you literally have to let yourself in. Do you know what I mean? It's like if you have a painter and you're not going to let them into your house, how the fuck are they going to paint your house? It's just not going to work, is it? Come on now.
Oh my God. That is brilliant.
I just thought of that off the top of my head. It's so true.
Write that down. Like that's, seriously, that needs to be like a quote or something somewhere. Literally, Kaylee Golden from Birmingham. To be fair, I think that was the main bit I wanted to ask about because it's a struggle. Like I really struggle with it. And I don't know. I think it's because I'm so used to it, like being like in my own company and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm getting to this stage now. Like I turned 30 in lockdown, and like everyone else is like married with kids. And don't get me wrong, like they can keep their marriages and their kids. Like that is not what I'm saying. But you know, like I'm at that stage now where it's just like, you know, I'm doing some incredible things, you know, I'm meeting some incredible people, like just to have someone to like share that with. But like you're scrolling through like Tinder and stuff like that, and you're just like, oh, I don't know if this is for me. Like, I don't
know. But you know what though? It's okay. Like Tinder and stuff, if it's not for you, that's fine. Because you have to think, like, years have gone on before Tinder. Years have gone on before online dating. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to be for everyone. And I think the problem is too many people are using things like Tinder and not just getting out there and speaking to people. Yeah. Like, even myself, I would never ever approach someone in a club, in a restaurant. I would never ever approach anyone. But then I watch movies and they do it all the time.
Yeah.
And to me, like, that's weird. But then on Tinder, I'll happily message someone first. Like, obviously now I'm in a happy relationship, but before, I'd message someone first.
Yeah.
And that's not right. You have to unlearn their young generation traits. You have to say, no, if I'm in the club, I'm going to go approach someone if I want to speak to them. Because if Tinder's not for you, that's fine. Sack it off. And find another way to find your bae.
To be fair, it's probably, I'm sitting here moaning about it, but like, I will match with people and then not message them.
So no, you have to message. You have to message. You have to throw yourself out there.
What? Okay, so new question.
Yeah.
How would you approach that? What's your like advice to opening up the conversation?
Just, you're right. Like, just simple.
Yeah.
Simple. Because when people do too much, it's a bit cringy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so you said hi then. So how many eyes would you say that was?
Okay, then I wouldn't say I never write hi. I just put hey. I love the hey. Okay. Like, hello's a bit formal. Hey's just a bit hey.
Yeah.
So I just put hey, you're right. And then the conversation will naturally spark from there. You'll know. From their response, even if they're like, yeah, you're right, what about you? The conversation will start if it's meant to be.
Yeah.
You're the Beyonce, Michelle. Do you know what I mean? I do love Michelle, though. Michelle, I love you.
I'm bless that. Do you know what really makes me laugh, right? Is I have like a bit of a running joke with this girl that I work with. Like, we always say, she always calls me the Michelle of the group, and it's really rude.
But, that is rude.
But I was just like random, like, you know, like when you go on Spotify and like you hit like shuffle and stuff like that. Have you ever heard her song "Say Yes"?
Yeah, that is a banger, mate.
Do you know what? Every gym playlist now, that is on. Like, I know it's about Jesus and people believe in what they believe in, but that is a banger.
It's a banger. Yeah, that caught me off guard, Michelle. Yes, yeah, Michelle.
It did.
Well, where was that?
Because I will live Michelle. Yeah.
Child? Where was that energy, Destiny's Child?
Bless her. It's.
Yeah, I do like Michelle. I do like Michelle.
Do you think she finds it funny?
I don't know, because it would low key bother me, but then you're still in Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like, has anyone asked her if she's okay? Ooh. Like, how's Michelle? It's always Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. But how's Michelle?
Yeah. How is Michelle? Yeah, and I wonder whether she knows it. It's like a running joke that people will be like, oh yeah, you're the Michelle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the group's still popping. You're still popping.
Yeah.
But it means that you're not Beyonce. Do you know what I mean?
But to be fair, like, it's quite a tough competition. I mean, Beyonce is Beyonce, but even Kelly Rowland has absolutely bangers.
Yeah. So. But this is the thing, though. If Beyonce weren't in Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland would be the it girl. Like, she was so close to being the it girl, but Beyonce is just, like untouchable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what's your ultimate
favorite? Well, my favourite song ever in the whole wide world is Beyonce, Crazy in Love. It's, like, my favourite song ever.
Yes.
That song, as a child, made me so happy. Like, during family parties, I'd go up to the DJ and be like, can you play And, like, even now, it's, like, one of them songs that I can play no matter where I'm DJing. Like, if I'm DJing at, like, a freshers event, or I'm DJing in a club, or I'm DJing, like, at a festival, no matter where I'm playing, I can put on Beyonce, Crazy in Love. Everyone will know it. Everyone will vibe. And it just makes me so happy.
It's one of the, it's like, you instantly know, one, who it is, two, it's about to go off, and three, like, we were having this conversation, like, when they were replaying, like, Glastonbury again, like, on the iPlayer, like, I had a few people around, we had beers, when you're allowed, obviously, safety first and all that, and we were watching, her set was on, like, we were obviously in the background, and I cannot think of a better song, like, to open a festival, a gig, anything. It was just like that. You know what's coming.
Listen, honestly, and I think it should, for me, like, it's childhood memories to just know that, again, growing up, that song will make me happy, no matter how sad I have, that song is the one song you can put on and I'm going to smile because I've just got so many memories and I just know how happy it makes me.
I love that. I think that's why I think music as well, especially even like to get all deep from like a mental health point of view, can change so much. Like, yeah, like you just said, like hearing that song takes you back to your happy place. You have all those memories. I love it.
Music can
strong
change
choices.
Yeah, music, right? It's so mad because even now, if I listen to like loads of like sad relationship songs, I'm gonna be sad and probably just be sad in my relationship or whatever. If I listen to Bashment and like happy dancehall music, I'm gonna start twerking and be happy.
Yeah.
It's like all, you know what I mean? If I listen to like Leona Lewis' book, Prince in the Sand, it will take me back to my nan's funeral and I will cry.
Yeah.
It's like music has so much power that it's ridiculous. So you really have to think about the music choice that you're playing. Even just like if you just got on Apple Music or whatever, yeah, using songs, you have to think about what songs will really shape your day and make you feel good.
No, I think it's so important. It's just like, even it baffles me, like, you know, like when you're like feeling sad or like you're in a bad mood and stuff, like you always go to like sad music. Like you look out the window and it's like raining and
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's weird. Like I don't know why we do that.
We just do it. I think it's just because if you're feeling a kind of way, it's kind of nice to have someone have lyrics or whatever that really empathizes with what you're going through. Because if to know you're going through something, but then to hear someone else say they're going through it makes you be like,
yeah,
oh my God, get me. And it's the same, as I said, with COVID, the whole world's going through it. So it's like a weird, warming feeling that we're all in this together. And that's what it is when you're sad and you listen to a sad song. You're like, oh, you get me. You understand where I am.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Do you know what? I think that it makes so much sense. It's like a little, it's a little hug for your ears.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. It's literally someone going, oh yeah, I get it. I've gone through the same thing. I understand.
And to be fair, I think that's what's probably what's missing from a lot of like people's lives at the minute. And like, you know, especially from like a mental health point of view, it's like they're actually, someone is out there who is feeling the same thing that you're feeling. And, you know, just having that little bit of comfort can actually, it's actually really powerful. Like I hadn't actually clocked that until you just said it.
It's so powerful, so powerful.
So wise. Actually, you need to like write a book. Thank you so much for joining me. I've had a really good time. My face actually hurts from like laughing and smiling. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast. Huge thank you to my special guest this week, Kaylee Golden. Make sure you check her out on Instagram. She is literally everywhere. Don't forget, hit that subscribe button if you're liking what you're hearing, and I'll see you guys next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.